Just above the couch and in the room behind it, you will find artworks by Emanuel A. Petersen. Petersen was from Denmark and graduated as an artist who made backdrops for theater. For a while, he worked at the Royal Danish Porcelain Factory decorating pieces of porcelain. He came to Greenland with a specific assignment, to paint as many of the civilizations in Greenland as he could. And he himself was very interested in painting the light in the ocean. He was named the Greenland painter. Petersen spent 6 years in Greenland in all in the 1920s and 30s. It's the nature, especially the light, which has made Petersen known for his art. His art can be categorized as romantic, but without chaos to let us know of God's great power. There is no wind, but there are sunsets. Petersen also paints turf houses and Inuits on the paintings. The Inuits are not portraits of individuals. They are portrayed as archetypes, not individuals with their own willpower. Find a woman in front of a sunset. She's signaling very different things through her clothing. The bun in her hair signals that she's a married woman. The red in her anorak signals that she's a young woman who is not married. And lastly, her gamit, her boots, say that she's elderly. This adheres to the romantic view of Greenlanders that Petersen had. Petersen was a productive man. There are 2,000 to 3,000 Greenland paintings of Petersen's. However, many are repetitions of earlier work of his own. To Petersen, the important part was to spread the word that Greenland was a fantastic place. Judging from the collection, Petersen was Junge's favorite painter.